Ease and Us. Well, that's where I met a wondrous world of wondrous wonders. For the two of us, the two of us. Step right up and ring the bell. And don't be shy, give it hell. It's a brand new kind of new. For the two of us, the two of us. Here it is, a brand new start. Here it is, brand new start for a brand new heart. It's a brand new day. A terrific time of terrific fullness. For you, for me, for us, for you, for I. A terrific time for terrific thoughts. We're brainy as hell. Let's step right up, no need to wait. We have got sunshine and happiness banging on our gate. And the stars, well, they're out tonight, shining on us, the two of us.
You are listening to Viva La Mock on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Stars!
TV on the radio, doing their version of a very fine version of Daniel Johnston's Walking the Cow, wrapping up that set of music. Before that, Half Japanese from their Crazy Hearts album gave us a Wondrous Wonder. Wondrous Wonder. Also, Pixies, Joey Santiago celebrating a birthday today, so played some Pixies. Went back to a Doolittle for Here Comes Your Man. It's a classic. I think most people knew when it first came out, it was already a classic. Like when Doolittle was released, it was like instantly a classic. And I don't know if that happens in this day and age. That there's an album that just gets released and it's like, wow. Maybe there is. If there is, shoot me what you think might be that album. At the request line, email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Before the Pixies, some Elvis Costello and the Imposters with the Death of Magic Thinking. Gets us here at 6.5 minutes past your 10 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac. Always appreciate when you can tune in on a Friday evening. And maybe check out the Encore show. Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 4. Which is normally the Mac and some other songs from tonight's show. Speaking of the mock, I said I had a third clue. Oh, third clue. So, recap. Get out your piece of paper. I know you've scribbled so many notes. Sedacious, Did My Way. Second clue. I said I played a track from that band. Last week during my highlight of songs released in 1982. And third clue for tonight's mocking. I've talked about how last month I just got around to watching a documentary about this band and I thought it was phenomenal. There you go. Those are your three clues. Discuss it amongst each other. There is no grade. There is no winner. You're all winners. Even if you guess wrong, you're a winner. So I mentioned Joey Santiago celebrating a birthday today. I'm not sure if it was 3 years or 4 years before that, on the exact same day, his bandmate Kim Deal was born, which also means her twin sister Kelly, the Deal sisters, were actually born on this day. So let's play some Breeders.
over with, grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
And walk on Twitter!
Hey, I'm not sure what that was, but that I do know the first part was some oh, I know what it was. I wasn't supposed to get on the mic. That's what it was. Let's pretend that didn't happen. Let's do this where we walk away from the mic. We had one more song in that set. I'm multitasking. That's on me.
There's too many of us, 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 there's too many of us,
All right. Now I figured it out. Now I figured things out. Yeah, it's my first day. Sorry about that. Fear from the record with Let's Have a War here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah. In fact, let me look back. That entire... No, it did not. Three quarters of that set came out in 1982. Replacements from the Stink EP, Kids Don't Follow. X from their Under the Big Black Sun gave us Motel Room in My Bed. And I start off everything with some Breeders. Celebrate this Deal Sisters having a birthday today. From Title TK and Huffer. I know some pretty adamant Breeders fans who didn't really like that album. I've always really liked that song, so my advice to you is get your own radio show, and you just don't play it. You know, playing all that punk rock, yeah, makes me tell you that a minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space in time, but a minute pause is only 30 seconds of time. Now get it straight, and you can join DJ Sean Watson with a minute pause each and every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. here on WRCT. So it's funny because I was going to play that Fear last week, and I did not, and then this week I was having a conversation with a relative of mine, and he was telling me he watched this documentary, and he's like, hey, have you seen it? And I was, what was it? And I forget what the actual name of it is. You can find it on the YouTubes as listed as like a SoCal punk documentary, but it's a documentary about a club in Costa Mesa called Cuckoo's Nest. And that's really where the Orange County punk rock scene flourished, because the owner of this venue back in 1979 started having punk rock shows there. So bands like Fear and TSOL and Social Distortion, Vicious Circle, all got their start basically there. It's kind of like in Pittsburgh, we had the Electric Banana, which I believe 1979's when the Electric Banana started doing punk rock shows. So you might hear some of my set influenced by that. You might. Hey, speaking, here it is. I'm giving the big reveal of the mock. Tonight's mocking is the band Sparks. Yeah, Sparks. Okay, did you get the clues? Because I've been talking about, I just watched about a month ago the Sparks Brothers documentary, and I thought it was just, I just got wrapped up and went down a Sparks rabbit hole. So I talked about that. I played Angst in My Pants last week because that was released in 1982. And they have a song called When Do I Get to Sing My Way? Sid Vicious sang My Way. There, see? Oh, I had fun doing that. Twenty-two minutes past your 10 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself. Told you I was under the weather this week. Literally 102 fever on Wednesday. I don't know if I'm out of the woods exactly. I'm going to be wiping this place down. But the good news is I do not have the COVIDs. I've taken two of those COVID tests. The bad news is we don't know what it is. It's not pneumonia. It's not the flu. It's not the COVIDs. Maybe it's just a little virus and I'm on my way out of it. Because I'm feeling much better today. And that's why I came in to do my radio show. Don't forget, you can reach out to me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's something you want to hear. I got a mock of Sparks coming up in a little over an hour and a half. I've got a music and a radio calendar coming up. in 37 minutes. And influenced, which I told you, influenced by the fact that I'm only halfway through it, though, the first half of this Southern Cal punk documentary. I had to pull something out that came out in 1982 as well.
Thank you.
God from the Meat Puppets from their 1982 debut. Wrapping up that set of music. Before that, that was challenging. Because all those punk rock songs were like between a minute and 2 minutes. Before the Meat Puppets from, once again, 1982. From the Versus album, some Mission to Burma. That's How I Escaped My Certain Fate. Also played Bad Religion from their debut, 1982. With We're Only Gonna Die. And start off the entire set. The entire set got... we start off the entire set with some Descendants. Kabuki Girl. Again, those were all 1982, so they kind of segued with what I did last week, as well as what I was watching with all that punk rock documentary. So, see how that sometimes helps influence my songs? You sometimes can help influence my songs by dropping me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. You can always call me up. I can't chit-chat, though, when you call up, because I'm playing two-minute songs sometimes, and I'm working. Just so you know that. Do you still have those cute designer jeans that you bought a few years back? The ones that were going to change your life, and you wore them once? Now they're just hanging in your closet behind a pair of used sweatpants. Well, don't worry. Those jeans can still change somebody's life. Donate them to Goodwill. Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people right here in the community. It's pretty cool, huh? Find your nearest donation center by going to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Goodwill. A message from Goodwill and, of course, the Mockster here at WRCT. Yeah, I got stuck in 1982. It was going to happen. We knew it. You knew it. I knew it. I blame Bill. I blame 1982. Last of the Mohicans came out in 1982. I'm talking Bow Wow Wow. Peaked at number 67 on the album charts.
planets are bulging with nebutol, bought from some doctor who also was bought to keep those pockets full. The face was lost, partly recovered, I'm half asleep, having a frenzy. Once I tried to smile enough for two, pictures remain, spit at the image, cupboards were stocked, things to diminish, pain that comes with clarity and mere dwelling rooms. She checks in dwindling daylight, a week up front, as not to be bothered. The registry will show her mother's name. Locks the door, sits on the bed just a minute before she picks her purse up from the floor. She's pulling out what she needs, warming her wrist, promising water, somebody's love, another one's daughter. Readies herself, apologizing to the motel maid. Double-edged and super blue, vertically letting the light from you, casting a new darkness through the room. Angels lay their odds on you, know not quite what they should do, only that they can quite tear themselves from the view.
Sunrise, you can let it's a sideways game. And if you're not dark, at least in some little part, what are you on? Can I have some?
Just know. Whoa.
Yeah, I went back into the archives on that one, and yes, I just played some Smashing Pumpkins on my show from the LOL EP, back when Billy Corgan had hair, with Rhinoceros. Jimmy Chamberlain, drummer for Smashing Pumpkins, celebrating a birthday today. Before the Pumpkins, as their friends call them. And I'll tell you a fun pumpkin story here. After I tell you the set of music. Because I don't play a lot of pumpkins, so I can't tell a lot of fun pumpkin story. Superchunk from their new album, Wild Loneliness, and If You're Not Dark. Jets to Brazil went back to their debut Orange Rhyming Dictionary for Conrad. And from 1982's Last of the Mohicans, Bow Wow Wow and Cowboy. We got about 8.5 minutes before we hit 11. And 11, we're going to do a music calendar and a radio calendar, let you know some things going on around town. The best that I can. Not time for my Smashing Pumpkins story. Now, if I'd have thought about this, I could have queued up the band. So I knew this band called Love Kit. And maybe I might actually, I'm going to go back and maybe pull some Love Kit out and play it later on. And Eddie, who's in the band. And they're from Chicago. I got to get my story straight. So Love Kit, this band, this little indie pop band from Chicago. And Eddie tells me, this is back in the 90s, that he used to work in this coffee shop with Darcy from the Pumpkins. And he's like, it was so annoying because she would come in like every week whining, you guys gonna so see my band? And I don't know if that's a good Darcy whine impression because I've never really spoken to her or paid attention when she spoke. But he thought it was funny because, like, she would beg to friends and coworkers to go see her band. And some people did, apparently. Second part of that story is Eddie, this kid I'm talking to. If you saw the Oceans series, Eddie was a Livingston because he's an actor as well. So I'll get some Love Kid out at some point before the clock strikes one. Don't forget I have a Sparks mock coming up. I've got like 11 songs, I think. I might have to wean it down because there's a couple I want to put in there. They're not really the style of Viva La Mock. But I'm intrigued that someone in this style covered the Sparks. So I'm still torn on that. I'm still working on that. I also told you, I said I'm not going to play the hits from these albums from 1982. I'm going to try not to. I'm going to go a little, maybe the third hit, or maybe something that wasn't a hit at all. And this next one, I can't avoid it. 1982, Shabu Shabba came out. Such a great album, such a great song. It's Don't Change. I gotta play Don't Change. That's what I want to tell you. Don't change the channel. Keep it right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. We'll do a music and a radio calendar on the backside of this set of music.
I'm standing here on the ground.
You know, sometimes I just want to be a single girl. Sometimes. Hey, Lush, wrapping up that last set of music. Yeah, it was a two-song set because it's 11 o'clock. It is WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Viva La Mach. Had to play the Lush in there because Emma Anderson celebrates a birthday today. In Excess, Don't Change from Shabu Shaba, as I mentioned before that. And that gets us to where we are now, which is time for me to do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Let you know some events going on. See if I can figure it out. Start with the WRCT radio calendar. Now through this weekend. It ends this weekend. So let me just say that. So if you want to go to this, it ends this weekend at 820 Liberty, the gallery at 820 Liberty, called Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Divine. It showcases the thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native. He was a graffiti writer, a muralist, a photographer, a printmaker, a painter, and a mentor. Again, that's at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. And there's a tribute to Danny on Trace Brewing in Bloomfield, I noticed, on their wall on the outside. So you don't have to go inside. You just drive past. Look. Pretty cool. The Wood Street Galleries is presenting a collection of six new creations developed in recent years that revolve around the concepts of presence and perception of space in both digital and physical environments through a variety of media such as interactive installation, generative compositions, motorization, and prints. The exhibition plunges the visitor in an analysis of their point of view. If you know what that means, I have no clue. I'm just going to tell you. I read all those words and I got a college degree. I have no clue what that is. But anyway, it's on display through June 26th at the Wood Street Galleries. For more information, you can go to trustarts.com on either of those. Don't forget, Cinema in the Parks is happening. Pittsburgh City Parks presents annual Movies in the Parks program all summer long. They've started up. Let you know what you got. All right, I don't have any June dates, so I'll just tell you some July dates. Won't You Be My Neighbor will be performed or will be showcased or will be played on July 6th, which is a Wednesday at Flagstaff Hill in Shenley Park. SpongeBob the Movie on July 3rd at the Shenley Plaza in Oakland. That's a Sunday. And the Mitchells versus the Machines on July 1st at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. That is a Friday. Hey, the Fine Art International 2022 is actually, it's the 24th in a series of juried exhibitions held in Pittsburgh that is open to textile artists worldwide. The exhibition is recognized around the world as a benchmark in the medium of fiber that documents trends and innovations in the field. The exhibition includes innovative work rooted in traditional fiber materials, structure, processes and history, as well as art that explores unexpected relationships between fiber and other creative disciplines. Now, the Fiber Art International will be on display now through August 20th at two different locations. One is at the Brew House on 21st Street in the South Side. The other is at the at Contemporary Craft, which is at 5645 Butler Street in Lawrenceville now. More information, fiberartinternational.org. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send it to us in an email at radio-calendar. No, radio-calendar at wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar, let you know some shows, some things happening. If you're listening to my show, you're not going out. And if you are going out,